Shepherd's House is a non-denominational church located just a few miles from Glasgow, Kentucky, on the Edmonton Road. The Shepherd's House family invites you to Bible study on Sunday at 9 a.m., worship service at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday, and the Sunday evening service at 6 p.m. Midweek service at the Shepherd's House is Wednesday at 7 p.m. The Shepherd's House family cordially invites you to any of these services.
All right. I want to welcome those joining us by TV, by radio, and by live streaming. Welcome into our Sunday morning worship service. If you're listening by radio, you can go to www.theshepherdshouse and get the entire program. Our radio programs are 30 minutes in length, and the TV and live streaming sometimes is closer to an hour. All right, we're going to be reading in St. John's Gospel this morning. I appreciate those that came out. Kind of had a little bit of a snowy scare early this morning, but the roads cleared off and all of that, and we were able to come with no problem and have service. We usually have service here anyway. I've got a four-wheel drive, and the cameraman's got a four-wheel drive, and if ain't but two of us here, we'll have church for the ones that wants to come. So anyway, all right, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Now let's go to St. Luke chapter 13, starting in verse number 34. It says, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, which killest the prophets, and stonest them that are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, as a hen gathereth her brood under her wings, and ye would not. Finally, in 1 John chapter 4, starting in verse 7, behold, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. Let us pray. Father, in the loving name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you once again this day, asking you, Father, once again, to hide me behind the shadow of the cross, that no honor, no praise, and no glory would come to me, that mighty name of Jesus might be praised, uplifted, and glorified for now and forevermore. Asking you, Father, to touch every person, Lord, that's here today. Move upon every heart, Father, Lord, of the lost that might be here today, or the backslidden, Lord, Father, that might be here today. And Father, all of those watching by television from whatever area, and Lord, by live streaming from whatever country, Lord, they may be joining us today. And Lord, the 194 countries, Lord, by radio, Lord, that the word of God is going out from this church this morning, Lord, to reach the multitudes. Asking you, Father, Lord, to bless and move, Lord, in this service and touch the hearts of the hundreds of thousands that are lost. Father God, those that are broken, I pray, God, to help them. Those that are hurting, give them comfort. I pray especially for those that are sick today, those battling cancer, those battling heart disease, those battling lung problems. I pray, God, to touch them. Father, move upon each person. Give me breath enough today to preach your word under the anointing. Give us, Lord, the words that needs to be said. And help me, Father, get the message that you've laid upon my heart out today, Father, that I might be an encouragement to those that are here. And Father, I might turn the light on in someone's dark closet, Lord. I pray, Father, Lord, to help me, Lord, today to minister and to send love out, Lord, for we know that you are a God of love. Asking you, Father, Lord, to touch, bless, and move in our hearts. Help us to ever be found, Lord, doing what's right in your eyes, Lord. And Father, help us, God, Lord, to love our brother, love our sister, Lord, and help us, God, not to judge our brother and judge our sister, but Father, that we would treat them as we want you to treat us. And help us, Lord, to show love, Father, Lord, unsparingly, Lord, to one another. We give you honor, praise, and glory, for you indeed are such a mighty God. In the loving name of Jesus, Lord, we humbly pray and ask these things today, for it's in Jesus' precious name that we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you for standing today for the reading and of the Word of God. The title of the message today is The Love of the Father. The Love of the Father. Now, the Lord came because God the Father had commissioned him to come to the world and to show love and to pay the great price to cover us of our sins and to wash away our sins, and that everyone that believes would have an opportunity to call on the name of the Lord, to the Jew first and then to the Greek. Amen. To everyone, we all have an opportunity to make it to heaven through Jesus. I'm thankful for the love that comes from heaven. Now in verse 16 of St. John's Gospel, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." Now notice there, he said that for God so loved the world. He didn't just love the world, but he so loved the world. That means he desperately love the world, compassionately love the world, that God is love, amen, and God is light. And the Bible says in him is no darkness at all. And in the next verse, verse 17 says, "For he came not into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might have life." Amen. So God didn't come with a big stick to beat us over the top of the head, but he came to offer us salvation. He came to offer us redemption. He came to offer us an opportunity to get out of the situation that we were in and that we are in. Amen. To give us a better life and to give us hope. Amen. So many times, amen, we take the word of God, or people does, and they turn it around, and they use it, amen, to beat people over the top of the head, amen, because we can't get them to do what we like for them to do, amen. We can't get them to behave themselves the way that we would like, amen, for them to behave. So many people today, amen, miss out, amen, on the whole purpose of the gospel. gospel. Amen. We must understand, amen, that we are free moral beings. God can make every one of us serve him, but then we'll be robots. And it would not give him any glory. God gives us choices to either live for him or live for ourselves. Amen. You don't have to go to heaven. If you don't want to, there's a nice hot hell for you to go to. And God's made a way for you to go to that place if that's where you want to go. But he made a way for you to go to heaven if you want to go to heaven. Amen. He sent his son, amen, to make a way. Amen. If we'll just believe and call on the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So many times, amen, people miss out, amen, because we let the flesh get in the way. Amen. Jesus said in St. Matthew chapter number 7, judge ye not that ye not be judged. Amen. For whatever measure that you met, it shall be measured back to us again. So however we treat and judge our brother, that's the same we're going to get from God. Oh Lord, have mercy on us. Amen. How many times, amen, do we, misjudge or we make it harsh on somebody? Amen. Instead of trying to show them love. If we show people love, most of the time, they'll love us back. If we show people mercy, we're going to get mercy from God. If we'll give people grace, the Heavenly Father is going to give us grace. But if we're condescending and we're judgmental, amen, and we want to get people, amen, into shape. I don't know how many times, amen, we put them on a whipping post with our tongue. Woo! Amen. Some people sounds like a machine gun when they open their mouth. Amen. They can sure cut you down. They got all kinds of opinions about you. Man, I tell you, if God saw all of us the way that people saw us, we'd all be nothing but a greasy mess on the highway because he'd get a Mack truck to run over us. Amen, but I'm thankful. Amen, he's long-suffering and he's patient. I'm thankful that he allows us to make a decision, amen, to love and to show love and to be like God. Sometimes we get this mentality that it's my job to get after all of them and straighten them out. Call them up on the phone. Where was you at today? Don't you know you're supposed to be here? What's wrong with you? Boy, don't that feel good? But that's the flesh. It's not the spirit. Amen. The spirit of the Lord would say, they had a reason. They don't have to come. That's their choice. And if they don't come, I'll get them. You leave them alone. You keep your nose in your own business. Amen. Brother Herman Richmond said, many years ago, he was my pastor, I said, under. He made this statement more than once. He said, it takes 50% of my time to keep myself straight and the other 50% to keep my nose out of your business. Amen to that. Sometimes it's harder, amen, to keep our nose out of somebody else's business than it is to keep ourselves straight. Amen. We have to fight against temptation. We have to fight against the things, amen, that comes against us. But I'm telling you what, there's an overwhelming desire for you to get right in the middle of somebody else's nest and condemn them because there's no eggs in it. Amen. Or cackle over somebody else's work. I didn't mean to get into the chickens today, but anyhow, it'll preach anyhow. Sometimes, amen, we just need to look at ourselves and ask ourselves, how does God see me and keep my nose out of somebody else's business or whatever's going on in their life and offer them, amen, a helping hand if they're hurting and otherwise leave them alone. Sometimes people think, I'm just going to go talk to them and I'm just going to, and I'm going to, and I'm going, and I'm going, I'm going, ooh. Amen. But all you're going to do is run them off from the church. They won't ever want to come back anymore because you can't drop them. You can't leave them alone. You can't get them out of your head. And you can't get that 40-foot nose out of their business. Woo! Praise the Lord. Amen. If we would love people, amen. Listen, my job is to offer the gospel. Amen. Not to straighten you out. Amen. The only way to straighten some people out is put them on a cooling board. I'm not judge, jury, amen. It's not my job to put them on a cooling board. Y'all know what a cooling board is, don't you? That's where the undertaker lays you on that board before he washes you and takes the blood out and pushes the embalming fluid in. Amen. We can't fix somebody else's laziness. Amen. We can't make other people worship the Lord. What I need to do, I'd like to motivate you to stand up and give God praise. But if you don't, it ain't none of my business. You just sit there like a knot on a log and just get out of my way and give me room so I can praise God. And at the end, the judge will take care of it. Whoo, amen, not us. Amen, taking care of the judge's job. Well, I can tell you right now, I know some people ain't doing right. I can tell you right now, I know a whole world that ain't doing right. Amen, but it ain't my job. My job is to preach the gospel. It's your job, amen, to pray for the people and stay out of the pastor's way. Amen, God called me to pastor the church, not people, amen, to run around and be counselor with everybody. And call people and send them messages and pester them to death that they finally say, I'm just going to go to church somewhere else. Doggone, I can't get them to leave me alone. People don't want to be pestered. People don't want to be bothered. Amen. There was a lady who came to church here years ago. Sweet lady. I'd done her funeral. Really good Christian woman. But she had a problem staying in the middle of her children's business. She'd invite them over to church on Sunday. And she give them the what for the whole time. I tell you what, you need to be doing this. I tell you what, you're doing too much of that. And your kids ought to be doing this. And your kids ought to be doing that. And then she'd say, why don't y'all come to revival this week? And he's like. And while she's at it, she went talking about the preacher ain't doing things the way I think he ought to. And we got a couple of deacons doing things the way they ought to. We got a few church members in here that's pretty lazy. I tell you what, I hope they get straightened out. Now, y'all, come on. Revival starts at 7 o'clock Monday night. And you're thinking, why would they want to go to church? Amen. They going to think the preacher's going to give them the what for. They're scared to death. They come into the church, the preacher's going to give them a knuckle sandwich. No, he's going to offer them the Word of God. He's going to tell them that there's a Savior who died on the cross to set us free, that none of us has to go to hell. There's been a way made. Payment's been made for my sins. Payment's been made for your sins. Amen. God's got a mansion that he's building. Amen. And glory just for me. I'll get my own place. Hallelujah. In heaven. One day after a while. And it's up to me to make a choice. See, it's not up to you to get your brother into heaven. Sometimes things, well, God, he just burdens me for that person. No, it's not God burdening you. If God's burdening you, right here is what he's going to burden you to do. Oh, Lord, touch that sister. She's been blinded by Satan. She's been blinded by sin. Touch my brother, Lord. He's been blinded. He don't see the right way. Help our preacher to preach the Word of God. Let him bring out what's needed, Lord, and help me keep my nose out of their business and leave them alone. Amen. That's what we need to be doing. If we'll do that, amen, God's going to bless us. And we come into the house of the Lord, and we've been focusing on our faults and our shortcomings and the areas that we need to be working on, amen, in our lives. And whether you realize it or not, everybody's got something they can be working on. Sometimes we'll judge our brother and judge our sister and say, I'll tell you one thing. You know what? They just don't wear the clothes like I think they ought to wear. None of your beeswax. Amen. Now, you know what the Word tells us? The older ladies are to teach the younger. Amen? To teach them. To instruct them. Amen. Honey, you need to cover that up. Because you can provoke somebody. Cause them to lust after you. Teach them with love. Amen. Don't be going at them and harping after them. Amen. Trying to get them to straighten up. Amen. Gently with love. Instruct them on how they should dress. Amen. And the same thing. Amen. With the men. Amen. Trying to show the young boys. Amen. That you need to work and pay your tithes. Amen. But leave them alone and let God deal with their hearts. Sometimes we want to get all worked up and get all bent out of shape, amen, over something our brother, our sister is doing when we're doing something, amen, that's wrong too. Sometimes we get all worked up. Well, I'll tell you one thing. At least I ain't committing adultery. No, but you stealing. Well, Brother Jimmy, I don't steal. You'd be surprised the people leans up on a broom handle at work when they're supposed to be sweeping the floor. Amen. They're not on break. No, they're on siesta time. They're siesta, not what the boss said do. So sometimes we look at that person. I'll tell you what. I think it's awful for them to do what they're doing. That's a shameful hussy over there. Yeah, but you're a thief. Testing 1, 2. 1, 2, 3. We got a short circuit in this somewhere or another. Amen. We want to judge, amen, someone else. And then we say, I tell you what, I think they're about half crooked. How much money did you make this year? Oh, I made $8,000. You lived on $8,000? No wonder you look like you're full of baloney. Because that's all you can afford. That's all you can afford. Amen. We fill out the papers wrong. Amen. And we judge somebody else. Amen. Well, I tell you what. Some of those things are awful. Listen, one sin is just the same as another. Amen. There may be things that might bother you worse. Amen. It would bother me worse. Amen. To see him, amen, as a child molester than it would be to see you cheat on your income taxes. But to God, a sin is a sin. And he loves, amen, both people, amen, that done wrong. Amen. And he sent his son to die on the cross and to suffer. Amen. That everybody, no matter who they are, straight across the board, can receive love. They can receive forgiveness. They can receive mercy that comes from heaven. He's a God that did not come into the world to condemn the world. Oh, we got a lot of God's helpers around. I had to preach on that years ago. We had a major problem in our church. Amen. With people wanting to, you know, get right in the middle of everybody's business. I guess it's coming around again with a different group of people. It's easy to get the flesh in the way. Title of that message that day was All of God's Little Helpers That Helped Them Rise Up and Come Against Me to Get Me Voted Out. It was such a good message. Amen. Because they enjoyed being God's little helpers. They enjoyed, amen, trying to get something on somebody. You know that, I got the power of God. Hallelujah. All over me. I'm going to lay my hand on him. God. Pour it on them. Amen, but God's not going to pour it on somebody, amen, because you got your hand on them, amen, and you're shaking them till the eyeballs is rolling around in their head, amen. That don't mean that God, amen, is touching them and blessing them, amen. We need to just let God be God, amen. The closer that we get to God, the more he's going to manifest himself in our church, in our home, and in our lives, amen. When we pull away from the world and pull away from the flesh, amen, and stop trying, amen, listen, to straighten our brother out, amen, and go to worrying about us. Get ourselves, amen, fixed to where that we can worship God, amen, and love him, amen, and serve him with all of our heart. He's looking for a people today that's focusing on him. Sometimes we let others destroy our joy. I touched on this in Sunday school this morning. Sometimes we can get so worked up over our children that's not doing right, or somebody else in the church that you can't seem to get them to see and to open their eyes. Oh, they see better than you think they see. They understand better than you think they understand. They just hadn't made that choice yet. Some people has to go to the place that they get so broken before they'll ever cry out to God. Some people, and I know you've got people in your family or you know people, amen, that's like this, but they got a hard head. Mm-hmm. You could put a jackhammer on top of their head and till your false teeth fell out. And you dust went to flying off the top of their head. And when you got down and got the head wiped off, you say, oh, but doggone, there's not even a scratch there. Because that head's so hard. You can't tell them anything. Amen? What in the world am I going to do? Why don't you pray for them? Why don't you show them love? Why don't you help them? And one of our church members got that mouth sealed up tight. They don't want their teeth coming out. I'm just teasing. I'm just teasing. Listen, people are going to be hard-headed. They're going to be to the place that they don't want anybody telling them what to do. That's pride, and that's wrong. But it's their pride, and it's them being wrong. We need to leave them alone. Amen. Let the preacher preach. Amen. The word of God. And if God wants them to be counseled with, that's what he called the pastor for. And he'll lead him. Him. Not you. Him. Amen. To go and to talk to them. Amen. And to help them. Brother Jimmy, I just feel God leading me. Sometimes, folks, it's hard to tell the difference between God speaking and our love, amen, that we have for somebody else. It feels, amen, identical sometimes. It's hard to tell the difference sometimes between the voice of God and the voice of Satan. Sometimes that person is saying, if whoever contacts me one more time, I'm going to leave the church. And the devil says, you need to tell them one more time what they need to be doing and what they got need of. They've only been told 25 times by you, and the pastor's preached on it every Sunday for 2 years. Go tell them one more time. Yep, because the devil knows. Yep, one more time's all it's going to take, and I'll get them out of church. Amen. And sometimes we don't have the wisdom. That's why we need to pray for wisdom. Brother Jimmy, you think the church needs wisdom? I think the world needs wisdom. I heard old people talking about wisdom years ago. Y'all didn't get that. Don't have too many people with wisdom anymore. They don't pray for wisdom. They don't pray for the gifts of the Spirit. They don't pray for wisdom. Amen. We've got in such a place that all we pray for, amen, is the financial needs that we have and the job openings and things that we monetarily need assistance with. Amen. But the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all these other things shall be added to you. Live for God. Put him first in your life and let your enemies see that you are blessed and highly favored. And watch God put food on the table when you don't have a job. Watch God take care of the things for you. We went through a terrible church split years ago. I mean, we got right down to almost nothing. I thought, well, we ain't going to be able to make the church payment. We're going to have to go off television.
Thank you for watching our TV program. We hope that it's been a blessing to you. We could use your financial support. The TV program is doing better. We've got a few more contributions from the Chicago area. And also, we've got some now coming in from the New Mexico, Albuquerque, New Mexico area. We thank God for that. However, a one-time contribution is sure a blessing, and it sure does help. But in order to continue, we need your monthly support. Our program bills, TV and radio comes just like clockwork every month, and we sure do need monthly support. Also, we are doing our Kenya Christmas fund for the orphans in Kenya. When we were there in 2019, we had 16 churches. Now we've got 30 churches, lots of orphans. And you can write on your check for Kenya, or you can put a note in envelope with your money order saying for Kenya, or perhaps you want to do a portion, so much for Kenya, so much for the TV. Just let the Lord lead you and guide you on that. But we do need your monthly support, and we sure appreciate it, for without it, we would not be here. You can send your check or money order to Jimmy Wilson Ministries, Post Office Box 1346, Glasgow, Kentucky, 42142. Again, that's Jimmy Wilson Ministries, Post Office Box 1346, Glasgow, GLASGOW, KY for Kentucky, 42142. Also, we will be happy to give a contribution letter and mail it out to you the first part of this next year, so you can have your money. Donations would all be tax deductible, as long as you've got an address and a name, so we can send you
that contribution letter, we'll be happy to do that. Thank you. God bless you. And please help us pray for this ministry. God's allowing us to touch many people with the message of the love of Jesus and the repentance that's needed for all the folks in not only Kentucky, but all around the world. God bless you. Thank you so much.
HLERadio.com, Jennings, Louisiana.